This is Catholic Pursuit,
where we pursue nothing but the truth.
Welcome everyone to our fourth episode of the Catholic Pursuit Podcast. And I'm excited once again to be able to get to know more about Jesus and how to pursue holiness through this podcast. So I'm excited, and if you're excited, let's start this with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you for this wonderful day that you have given us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this opportunity to get to know you more and to be able to live a holy life through this podcast. Be with us and speak to us. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Yan. And I'm excited for this day, my dear friends, and welcome again to our fourth episode. At marami tayong matututunan. Pero syempre, before we start everything, di ba? So syempre, introduce kulit yung mga host natin at magkamustahan din tayo. So let's welcome again our host, si Chel and si Alay. Hello guys! Hello everyone! Kamusta kayo?
Ayan, hello po!
Hello! Ooh! Ayan, okay. Welcome again guys to our fourth episodes. Pero siguro, syempre maganda na magkaroon din tayo ng kamustahan at updatean din, di ba? So ikaw, Chel, ay, huwag na muna, baka mait sa akin si Chel eh. Sige, ikaw muna, Alay. Sige, Alay. Okay, kamusta ka naman today and what are the updates of your life as of now?
Ako, kuya, ano, medyo busy yung schedule pero praise God pa din kasi namamanage pa din to spend time with the family. Sobrang thankful ako kay Lord kasi di niya pinapabayaan yung family ko. Very blessed and healthy sila at yun naman yung importante. Yeah. Kuya, si Chal naman.
Yan.
Talagang ipinasa na sa akin ni Alay, no? Pero yung sa akin naman po, siguro kung kamusta, sobrang saya din kasi recently nakaka-experience na ng mga physical mission.
Yun. Ano, exercise?
Opo, joke lang. Ayan. Yan, katulad po kahapon, nag-celebrate po yung MFC Batangas ng anniversary. Physical, oh, yan.
Yes, grabe, no? Saya. Grabe, no? Daming yung experience sa physical activities, no? Pero syempre, siguro, ano, more than that, ano ba yung mga bago sa buhay nyo? Ano ba yung mga bagong updates sa atin, di ba? Ikaw ba, Alay, ano bang mga bagong updates sa'yo?
Ako, kuya, ano eh, preparing na kami kasi malapit na naman yung youth camp season sa December.
Yes.
So, ayun, nagpe-prepare na kami. Pero syempre, preparing din for the coming of the King. Mag-advent na.
Ay, oo nga.
Merry Christmas, guys. Yung pamasko ko, kuya.
Oh, yeah. Ano, in this episode, ready na po yung GCash, Paymaya, PayPal, Kumu, Paymongo, lahat ng account ay meron ako para sa episode na ito.
Mamas ko po.
Ayan.
Ready si kuya.
Oh, syempre. Lahat ng platforms na doon tayo para lang masupport natin ng mission. Pero syempre, di nang naman tayo magpapawal. Ikaw ba, Chen, ano ba yung bago sa'yo? Ano ba yung mga bagong update sa buhay mo?
Ayan, Kuis and Alay. Recently, nag-try ako ng panibagong sked and way or technique ko for journaling. Kasi before, laging sa dulo lang ako ng araw nagjo-journal. Ngayon, tinatry ko na kapag nangyari siya, isusulat ko siya agad. Parang ganun. Even in the middle of the day, nagpe-pray, nagjo-journal agad. Ayun.
Okay. In fairness, ha, mga dino-journal na yan ang ano eh, strength ko noon. Pero ngayon, ang strength ko ay mga witnessing lang. Pero syempre, ako rin naman, sige, thank you Alay and Chel sa pag-share ng updates. Pero ako ano, siguro ano ba yung mga updates ko? Marami ako mga answered prayers recently. Alright, for the past week, nagkaroon ako ng, syempre, dahil in a way, couple sa tayo at kasal na tayo. So meron akong bagong household sa MFC couple. So syempre, ang saya-saya ako kasi finally, di ba, me and my wife are at ano having a support group. Diba? For our married life. And also, syempre, answered prayers din sa akin lately yung ano, house para sa pamilya ko, sa aming dalawa. Na ito, meron tayong tinitira na blessed talaga. And I didn't expect that this answered prayer will come in this perfect time. Diba? Pero syempre, answered prayer din na ano, marami akong mga na-discover mga mga dish, yan, dish talaga, no? So mga ulam, ulalam, okay? So marami akong mga bagong niluluto. Pero ba't siya answered prayer? Kasi alam mo naman, so dahil bago lang tayo, hindi tayo ganun kagaling, answered prayer yung natututo tayo sa mga ganitong gawain sa buhay bilang ano, mag-asawa. Pero syempre, hindi mo natin pag-uusapan yung buhay pag-aasawa. At syempre, hindi natin pag-uusapan yung mga about luto-luto. Pero syempre, dahil pinag-usapan natin yung mga bagong lulutuin, in this episode, my dear friends, di ba? Kanina, medyo napansin nyo siguro, medyo may bago. Di ba? We start our episode with a prayer. And here, we're going to talk about okay, the importance of prayer. So, why do Catholics pray? Diba? So, para sa atin, Chel and Alay, diba? For you, okay, for you, in your own personal point of view, diba? Bakit ba importante sa atin ang pagdarasal? Sige nga, ano ba yung importance ito for us as Catholics?
Ayun, thank you, boys. Personally sa akin, yung naisip ko talaga, one of my reasons kung bakit ako nagdadasal is because I really want to converse with the Lord. Gusto ko sabihin sa Diyos yung mga bagay na nangyayari sa akin, maliit man or malaki. May way din na minsan gusto ko din talagang magkwento, magsumbong, magtanong kung anong gagawin, kung paano magdedesisyon. And yun yung isa sa mga maganda kung paano ko tinitingnan yung prayer. Sobrang light, sobrang gaan, and sobrang freeing ng pakiramdam.
Yes.
Ayun, yun po yung sa.
I agree. Parang ano yun, di ba? It's one of the reasons why we pray, it's because it's our way to converse with the Lord, di ba? Yung mga nagiging light yung mga bagay. But for me, siguro coming from what you've mentioned, na-affirm din ako doon. Ako na-realize ko na ano, kaya importante ang pagdarasal kasi ipagkakataon ko ito or it's my opportunity to deepen my relationship with the Lord. I'm not saying na hindi na de-deepen before, but whenever I'm praying to Him, whenever I'm having this opportunity to pray, it deepens my connection with Him. Diba? Parang sa normal na nag-usap, diba? Whenever you have a conversation, diba? Your relationship gets deeper. And in the same way, in praying, it gets my relationship with the Lord gets deeper. So ako, that's why it's important for me, why we Catholics pray. Diba?
Tama, Kuya Mac. Diba nga, kapag kausap mo yung tao, mas nakikilala mo siya kapag
yun,
nagkakaroon may kayong conversation.
So, yun, para may hugot ka.
Well, may hugot, pero tama. Tama naman.
Tama naman.
Okay. Siguro sa akin, I pray kasi He told us to. Sabi kasi ni Jesus, go to the Father, ask the Father. And siguro, yung pagdadasal natin, it doesn't change God, but it changes things. And nagbibigay ito ng hope sa puso ko na yung mga pinagdadasal ko, naririnig niya at nandyan siya. And dahil nga it gives me hope, kailangan munang simulhang mangarap. And mm-hmm. sa pagdadasal din, ganun. Kailangan mm-hmm. natin umpisahan yung pagdadasal natin with the sign of the cross.
Yan, grabe.
Amen dyan, Kuya Mac and Alay. And sabi nga ni Alay, it always starts with the sign of the cross. Diba? Yes. Parang yung feeling talaga na kapag hindi ka nag-sign of the cross, feeling mo parang may kulang sa dasal. Feeling mo, yeah, hindi ka nakapagsimula sa prayer mo. Kaya naman, yung totoo kasi talaga in our as we put our sign of the cross before our prayer, dine-declare natin yung katotohanan ng ating kaligtasan, 'di ba? We are, yes, declaring God's love and grace na binibigay niya sa atin. Kaya naman, super important ng pagsa-sign of the cross natin. And ngayon, mas pag-usapan natin yung importance na to, Kuya Mac and, yes, Alay.
Yes, I agree. And coming dun sa dal, important siya, di ba? Sabi mo kanila, it's important that as we start our prayer, we put it by doing the sign of the cross and it's a mark of our salvation. Pero syempre, di ba, pag-usapan natin, bakit nga ba importante yung pagsa-sign of the cross? Di ba? Marami kasing mga ginagawa pa nag-sign of the cross, may iba mabilis, may iba parang hindi nyo makita pero parang ganun, na parang alam mo may hinahabol, di ba? Pero siguro in this episode, let's try to understand the importance of it, di ba? Whenever we do the sign of the cross, di ba? Slowly but surely, di ba? Sa mga nag-aaral ng mga masters or sa mga theology, lagi yung inuuna yung in the name of the Father, di ba? Sa head, di ba? And of the Son, di ba? Sa may Chan, di ba? Ayan. And of the Holy Spirit, di ba? In the left shoulder, okay, facing outside ka to si right, di ba? Okay, so ganyan. So in the name of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, di ba? My dear friends, it's important for us because whenever we do the sign of the cross, it's the confession of our faith, di ba? Whenever we make our sign of the cross, we are professing that, okay, it's a mini version of the creed, di ba? Parang Apostles' Creed. Di ba yung Apostles' Creed, di ba? It's about ano, acknowledging and declaring that Jesus is God, di ba? Pero syempre, because we are professing our faith, it's also professing our belief in the Father and in the Son and in the Holy Spirit. And when we say these words and pray in someone's name, we are declaring their presence. And you are coming into their presence. So, kumbaga, in short, parang dinadeclare mo na nandyan yung presence niya. At the same time, He's coming into our presence. And that's why it's important for us to do the sign of the cross. Diba?
Yes, kuya. And speaking of importance, isa ding pwedeng maging dahilan why we do the sign of the cross as Christians. Eh kasi, it is a renewal of baptism. Diba nung moment na binaptize tayo, that was the moment when we accepted God. And yun yung moment na sinabi natin that we belong to God. And the sign of the cross is a remembrance that we belong to Christ and that we are part of the whole Christian Catholic body, which is the church. And it is a renewal of baptism kasi ano eh, paulit-ulit natin pinapakita that we belong to Christ.
Ayun, amen dyan, Alay and Kuya Mac. And siguro before ko sabihin yung importance pa ng sign of the cross, sobrang totoo kasi din ang sinabi ni Kuya Mac kanina na when we do that sign of the cross, we must do it proudly. Yes. Hindi in a mayabang way, pero yung way na hindi mo kinakahiya na Katoliko ka. Diba? Kahit nasa ka mang lugar, dapat hindi natin kinakahiya na mag-sign of the cross. Because one of the importance is, it is our mark of discipleship.
Wow! Yun. Lalim! Discipleship!
Mark of discipleship. Yan. Siyempre kasi po, from Luke chapter 9:23, ito yung verse kung saan sinabi ni Lord na, we must deny ourselves and take up our cross daily and follow Him. Mm-hmm. Ito na yung cross. Isa to sa mga pagpapakita, declaration ng pagbibitbit natin ng cross at pagsunod sa Diyos. Kaya when we do that sign of the cross, it is also, sabi nga, mark of discipleship. Sinasabi mo sa Diyos na, Lord, ito na yung cross, susundan na kita, sasamahan kita palagi. Ayun.
Yeah, I agree with that. Parang ano yun, di ba? It's a way of your total obedience, di ba? Total obedience to the Lord.
Indeed, and coming, kuya.
Ano po? Sorry.
Kuya, nag-English lang ako, sabi ko indeed.
Indeed po ba? Okay, sige. So medyo nagulat ako sa mga to the words that you're sharing to me this day. Pero syempre, coming from that like what you've mentioned, 'di ba? It's like a total obedience and total kumbaga surrendering. For me, ano, the importance of the sign of the cross, it's also acceptance of God's will. Eh, parang inaccept mo na ito yung kaloob ni Lord. Diba? Whenever suffering comes, diba? The sign of the cross is a sign of acceptance. Parang you are embracing, diba? What Jesus is going to give us, diba? Pero siyempre, it's important for us, my dear friends, is to remember that Jesus also became man and suffered for us and that we participate in his suffering, diba? The sign of the cross also means I am willing to embrace suffering to share Christ's suffering. Diba? Whenever we're doing the sign of the cross, grabe no, parang we're able to embrace the suffering of Christ because we want to share it in our life. Grabe, yung pag-sign of the cross, ina-accept mo yung pagmamahal at ina-accept mo yung buhay na kasama ang Diyos. Grabe ito, no? Grabe itong sign of the cross na to.
Yan, totoo yan, quiz. And aside din sa mga sinabi natin, for sure, may baon din ulit si Alay.
Yes, yan. Ikaw ba, Alay, ano bang take-out, ano bang naisip mo dito? Ano ba yung mga points mo of why it's important for us to, ano, to do the sign of the cross?
Ayan, yung isang point din kung bakit tayo nagsusign of the cross kasi ito yung defense natin against the evil. And one of the main teachings ng ating simbahan ay yung pagsasign of the cross daw. Ito daw yung declaration natin ng defense against the evil ones. Parang bang kapag ginagawa mo yung sign of the cross, sinasabi mo dun sa devil na hands off na ako, belong ako kay Christ and si Christ yung protection ko, ganun. And yung pagsasign of the cross, ito ay parehas na offensive and defensive tool. And kapag nagsasign of the cross tayo, ay sinasabi ng Catholic Church na kapag nafe-feel natin na nagagalit tayo o kaya full of lust, kapag natatakot tayo or emotional or grappling with fleshly problems, kailangan lang natin mag-sign of the cross, lalo na when we feel tempted, kasi ito yung tutulong na ma-dispel o mawala yung problema or lumayo yung mga masasamang bagay. And by doing the sign of the cross, sinasabi mo kay Lord na, Lord, ikaw lang yung susundin ko, sa'yo lang ako, I belong to you. Yes. And you direct all your decisions, yung lahat ng gagawin mong decisions sa buhay, ay nakatuon sa kung ano ba yung gusto ng Diyos na gawin mo. And feeling ko yun yung isa talagang magandang point why we do the sign of the cross.
Yeah. Ayun, amen. So yan, super agree din po din talaga. So Kuya Mac and Ally, imagine, it will just take us just a few seconds para mag-sign of the cross. Pero yung importance nun sa atin as Catholics, di ba? It will profess a mini version of the creed. Yeah. It will show the renewal of our baptism, our mark of discipleship, acceptance of God's will, and even defense against evil. For siguro around 5 to 10 seconds, yun agad yung mga marireceive and importance na makukuha natin. Kaya naman, by doing this sign of the cross, we are saying to the Lord that, Lord, I want to obey you. I belong to you. You direct all my decisions. I will always be obedient to God's law, Christ's teachings, and the church.
Yeah.
Diba?
Amen.
Amen.
Grabe.
Sobrang... Oo, Kuis. Ang dami talaga. Grabe, no? Natin.
Grabe.
OMG.
Yeah.
Uy, sabay tayo.
Uy, sabay pa. Hindi niyo ako in-inform.
Oh, sige, sabay-sabay. Ready? 1, 2, 3. OMG.
OMG. Oh my gosh. Ang dami pa ng meaning ng sign of, ng pagsasign of the cross natin.
Yes, agree. Pero syempre, baka yung OMG parang rapid. Oh my gosh. Sabay-sabay pa tayo para may significance yun.
ano kaya yun?
Mukhang may baon.
Oo nga eh. Siguro ano, ako naisip ko ano, di ba since napag-usapan natin, Chell and Ally, na it's important for us as Catholics, di ba? Una, to recognize the importance of prayer and at the same time, di ba? The importance of the sign of the cross, di ba? Pero syempre, di ba, that OMG, sabay-sabay natin sinabi, it's important. Parang sa LBS lang yun, di ba? Pagka paulit-ulit at lagi narinig, it means that it is important. And for us Catholics, diba, as we profess our faith, diba, we could also do this simple prayer. Ang tawag ito ay praying the OMG. So ano ba yung praying the OMG? So tatlong prayer yan, diba? Praying the Our Father, Hail Mary, the M, and Glory be, O Our Father. Yeah? Sinasabi nila that the Lord's Prayer is truly the summary of the whole gospel. Yeah. It's a prayer describing God's nature as merciful, holy, and so worthy of veneration. Okay. It also says here that Our Father is also a prayer that teaches us to ask God for our daily needs. Since it is a prayer that Jesus has taught his disciples, then it is considered as the most complete and most powerful prayer. Ibig sabihin, dahil tinuro nito ni Lord sa mga apostoles niya, it is the complete and most powerful prayer. And hence, my dear friends, when we utter these lines of prayer, of the Lord's Prayer, we have to be complete, you know, we have to be in complete reverence. Yeah? Kasi dahil tinuro nito ni Lord sa kanyang disciples, and it is taught by Jesus himself, okay, we should also pray it to our Father. And syempre, dahil merong ganun, Our Father, next is Hail Mary. Diba? Hail Mary is a prayer to our Mother Mary, asking her to pray for us and to pray with us. Uwitin ko ha, to pray for us and to pray with us. Each time we say the Hail Mary, we remember the same words with which Saint Gabriel, the Archangel, saluted Mary on the day of the Annunciation. If you remember, my dear friends, when Saint Gabriel appeared to Mary, ang sinabi niya, Hail Mary. Diba? Those were the first words. But at the same time, my dear friends, diba, in that story, when she said yes to become the mother of the Son of God, and so in doing it, we also remember what God has done in order to save us. Waiting ko ah, yung pag-appear ni Saint Gabriel kay Mary, it is a reminder of God appearing to Mary and Mary saying yes for our salvation. Diba? Thus, whenever we utter this prayer and utter these words, diba, we give honor to our Mother Mary because she is full of grace and she is the most blessed among women because the Lord has chosen her to bear Jesus in her womb. And lastly, praying the Hail Mary is a way for us to pray for us also sinners. Diba? Parang dahil sa pagdarasal niya at sa pag-intercede sa kanya, diba, we're able to make our life clean and holy again. Diba? And at the same time, diba, merong Our Father, merong Hail Mary, and at the same time, meron ding Glory Be. Siya yung part ng OMG. Diba? Ano ba yung Glory Be? It affirms, diba? Or pwede, I could say, it reaffirms, okay, that the eternal glory of our God is in this three divine person. Diba? Or kumbaga tinatawag natin na Blessed Trinity. Diba? We give praise to our triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It is known as a doxology, or in short, diba, a liturgical expression of glory or praise, God, or praise to God. Diba? In our Catholic Church, diba, our Catholic Church has a lot of different prayers from Our Father, Hail Mary, at sinabi kong Glory Be, or mga ibang novenas, devotional, mga iba't ibang forms of prayer in our church traditions. But my dear friends, whenever we are praying the Glory Be, diba, we are sharing our joy, our hope, our kumbaga, struggle, our success, and failures through this prayer because we are conversing to the Lord. Diba? Whenever we are conversing to the Lord, okay, it becomes true, sincere, and we are encountering God face to face. And that's why praying the OMG is such a beautiful experience and an encounter with the Lord. Grabe, yun pa lang, sold na, di ba? May clean lang yung prayer, pero ang dami mo na experience.
Ayan, totoo yan, Kuis. And siguro with this discussion na lang din, parang iba na yung meaning ng OMG. Hindi na lang siya yung parang basta expression na lang. So, whenever, para sa ating mga listeners, whenever dumadating yung times na nahihirapan tayong magdasal, OMG lang. Di ba mo? Parang, OMG, ang hirap magdasal. Pero yung OMG na yun, yun na yun. I mean, let's pray our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory Be.
Yes, I agree. Grabe.
Ayan. And di ba, Kuis, hindi lang syempre OMG ang way natin para makapagdasal. Because also, praying is also related to fasting. Yan, we can pray through fasting. Di ba, Alay?
Yes, tama ka, Chel. Fasting is also a form of prayer. Kung saan na ipapakita natin kay Lord and the little things na we can, na kaya natin i-offer sa Kanya yung mga bagay na mahilig nating gawin to show our love to Him. And tayong mga Katoliko, required daw tayo mag-fast tuwing Ash Wednesday and Holy Week ng Good Friday. Diba? Tapos pwede ding abstinence. Yan. And yung fasting kasi, it is a prayer expressed through sacrifice.
I agree.
Ayan, super totoo nun, Alay. And medyo na-excite ako. Personally, super excited ako na dumating yung Lent. Pero syempre, mag-a-advent muna tayo.
Advent muna. Ito naman, minamadali mo yung Lent.
Excited.
Sorry po. Wala po kung balak i-adjust yung calendar natin. Ayan. Pero, ayan, bukod po sa fasting, syempre, we can also pray through our scriptures. Yan.
Oo nga, no?
Yan.
Yes. Rachel, yes, tama ka dyan. The scriptures, kasi diba yung scriptures, it is our weapon as Catholic. Sabi nga sa Ephesians chapter 6 verse 17, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Kung punong-puno yung puso natin ng salita ng Diyos, there is no more room for doubts, fears, and even sin.
Yeah. Grabe, no? I agree with that. Diba parang coming from this, diba? Parang the importance of prayer, doing the sign of the cross, diba? A lot of things ano, we have heard, diba? Diba? Tsaka syempre yung iba't ibang ways of prayer, diba? And my dear friends, diba, as we, as we process everything that you have heard this day, diba? Siguro ako na-realize ko na, no, diba, as we as Catholics, making the sign of the cross and praying the OMG, diba? Our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory Be, makes us proclaim of our Catholic faith. It allows us to declare that we strive for holiness and we strive to live, diba, a holy life, diba? Those are my realizations. Ikaw, Ale, ano ba na-realize mo in this episode?
Ako, kuya, na-realize ko that we can also pray to fasting, abstinence, and mortification. Katulad nung sinabi ko kanina na magandang way to show God our love for Him is through these things. Fasting, abstinence.
Yeah.
Ikaw, Chel, ano yung
ayan
realization mo sa mga napag-usapan natin today?
Ayan, syempre, that we can also pray through scriptures. Kasi ang ganda-ganda na habang nakikipag-converse tayo with the Lord, we are also learning more about Him through our scriptures.
I agree. Di ba? Parang coming from what you've mentioned, my dear friends, di ba? Praying to the, by doing the sign of the cross, the OMG prayer. Hindi siya OMG prayer. Praying the OMG. Di ba? Praying through fasting and praying to the scriptures. It allows us, di ba, to experience and to receive this grace, diba? Whenever we are doing these things, diba, it allows us to discover this great treasure because we are able to derive favors and graces from these prayers. And for us, my dear friends, diba, all we need to do is to learn and use them, diba? And for us Catholics, many of us, diba, like we, diba, whenever we are doing this, we're able to share in God's glory and His heavenly kingdom. So we as Catholics, we pray like no other.
Ayun, amen, kuys. We pray like no other. Sabi nga, yung contest dito, pagalingan sa pagdadasal. Yan. Mm. Kaya naman, to all our listeners, ngayon, napatapos na yung podcast natin and napakinggan natin kung gaano ka-importante, yung prayers, kung ano yung mga makukuha natin in this prayer on how we can pray. Diba? The challenge for us is to start our day or kung kahit na anumang bagay na gagawin natin, always with a prayer.
Yes.
Ayan. So, maybe, tama diba, Kuis? Maybe, makatulong yung pagdadasal ng sa OMG nga, yung pagpa-fast, and even reading and learning the scriptures.
Yes.
Yes, tama. And speaking of that challenge, we are to pray like no other. Syempre, for us to experience a life like no other, we can catch up by watching our shows. Oh, di ba? Ayos.
Yun, grabe. Ganda na segue. Ganda na segue.
So, syempre, guys, huwag niyong kalimutan, tune in to our fresh mission diaries. And syempre, para malaman niyo kung kailan yung mga post na yun, Jel, pasok.
Ayan, syempre, for you to know, thank you naman, Alay. Just search and find MFC Youth on Facebook, Twitter, IG, YouTube, and TikTok. And yan, syempre, because as we enter a new season of our church, and that is the season of Advent, let's be a Catholic that pray like no other.
Amen. I agree with that. And my dear friends, diba, we as Catholics, diba, we pray like no other. And because of that, it's important for us Catholics. And today, as we end, just a reminder, we are cool Catholics, and the call for us is to pray like no other. Thank you, everyone, and see you on our next episode. Bye, guys!
Bye. See you! Thank you!
God bless!
God bless!